Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 7th of September, recording at 9:21 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were mostly steady. India extended its gains. China did as well. Indonesia leading the ASEAN sector once again. European stock markets, however, closed with losses on the day. They were mostly small, although a few of them were 1 to 1.25%. The U.S. stock market closed near the lows of the day. That was down 1.15% for the S&P. That brought it down 12.5 points to just under 1092. We had a similar decline, similar declines in the Dow and the NASDAQ Composite Index. Long-dated government bonds were quite strong against this background, with the 30-year bond up 1.1 and 19/32. I should say there's a good solid gain there. The US dollar is firmer overall. The Australian dollar weaker on the election result. And gold was very steady. It had gotten up to 1259.80, almost testing the high, and then backed off a little bit to close at 1255.80, but that's still up 575. And what else to mention in here? Crude oil a little bit lower in a volatile day. The grain and bean complex started off in the minus column and then picked up with soybeans showing solid gains, corn a modest gain, as we saw also with rough rice. Wheat had a small loss after its strength on last Friday. And that's pretty much it. So what's going on here overall? Well, last week, the stock market rally in the OECD countries unwound the short-term oversold condition and arguably pushed some of those indices marginally towards an overbought level. Not seriously, though. We're still very much range-bound overall, and it looks like we're going to see a little bit more of that, with concern over the weak U.S. economy, with concern over U.S. unemployment figures, and with the general concern regarding deflationary pressures. Same old thing that we've seen for a number of months. Now, what I've mentioned on innumerable occasions is that we've got two different worlds here, and we've got Asia, and including India, and we've got the South American resources markets. And those economies are all doing quite well, and their stock markets have been booming. And the only exception in that Asian sector is China, and that's partly due to the higher reserve requirements for banks to curb the house price speculation. But it's mainly, in my opinion, due to the heavy slate of initial public offerings, IPOs, that we've actually seen. So that represented a bit of a supply tsunami. And the two factors are linked, because it was the banks that were doing most of the fundraising, and it was the banks that were required to have the higher reserve requirements. So that has put China on hold, although it moved up last month with some pretty good gains, and it started September in tolerably good form. But the point is that in the two different worlds, we've got the strong commodity producers, the strong emerging, or I should say progressing markets generally, and we've got the weak OECD sector. And I think those two worlds are going to stay separate for a while longer, possibly quite a while longer, the OECD countries, and the US in particular, experienced a credit crisis. Credit recessions require a much longer convalescence, and 100 years of history around the world show us that it takes about 5 to 7 years for economies to recover from a significant credit crisis, and we've certainly saw that in the United States. It's not the end of the world. We continue to like the U.S. companies or OECD companies generally that are leveraged to the global economy. Those are the bigger companies. Those are the ones that are multinationals that have well-developed export channels to the stronger areas of the global economy. And of course, we continue to like the fuller money themes from miners. A few more question marks over BHP and Rio and other Australian miners following the labor green forming of a labor green government in Australia today. But overall, companies such as Rio and BHP have world-class assets in the ground, and the skill, know-how, and financial savvy to develop those resources. And that remains a very attractive long-term story, as do most Fuller Money themes. Incidentally, on Fuller Money themes, I have reviewed my portfolio here today, and that will be posted shortly. Now, what about these long-dated government bonds? I feel that we saw some real cracks in the uptrend for the bond prices, the downtrends, in other words, for the long-dated government bond yields. But they have both bounced back in here today, and that will embolden the momentum players in bonds and the deflation advocates. My own feeling, though, is that long-dated government bonds are a short following rallies from here on, and that stock markets are generally a buy following dips from here on. In terms of currencies, I think we'll get lots of ranging overall. Articles have appeared calling for or predicting a dollar collapse. We don't think so, because the dollar was already weak, but is stabilized, and it's just one of the many currencies that is disliked generally, along with the euro and sterling, and well, pretty well all fiat currencies are under a bit of a cloud, but the resources ones tend to be stronger more often than not. Although not so much today, as I mentioned, the dollar has seen a bounce in here today. Industrial metals had had a very good run and may well now see some consolidation of those gains. They had a quiet day here today, but I think that the medium-term outlook is favorable for a further recovery. They remain correlated with stock markets, and I'm also looking for a fourth quarter recovery or strengthening of stock markets. Some of them don't need to recover. They're already on new highs for the year. But that's back to the Fuller Money themes and the Asian markets, generally China excepted. And what about gold? This is a very solid performance by both gold and gold shares. There's nothing wrong with the technical action, and that's the bottom line here. So it looks like it's going higher. The grain and bean complex, I think, probably has the most speculative potential right now. Among the unknowns, will Russia get enough rain to enable them to sow the winter wheat? They've really got to get that into the ground before the end of this month, before the cold weather sets in, and it's really got to be moist enough for the seed to germinate, that's going to be a close call. It's very unlikely to be a bumper crop, and it could be a disaster if we don't see further rains. There were hopes that we would see better yields coming from South America, but there are some drought problems there as well. They were discussed on Bloomberg here today. There were hopes for the U.S. Corn crop, but as one of the brethren from the collective has pointed out, that's yields. The government was over-optimistic in yields, and those are starting to be reined in. Watch for further gains in corn, soybeans, wheat, and rough rice. And on that note, I'll say all the best. Roll on tomorrow.